I have the pleasure to present to you Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. I am happy to join with you today in what will go down in history as the greatest demonstration for freedom in the history of our nation.
I remember those days when the day of the assassination, I remember the march on Selma. I remember whites only, drinking fountains.
I couldn't go to a theater and sit in a theater and watch a movie. It was the first theater I went to, I think I had to sit in the balcony.
It was actually dangerous. Freedom of speech was denied. Freedom of expression was pretty much denied.
Tell us what you have in your hands.
These are slave neck collars for women. They come with a key. And here's the men's version. You put that around their neck and lead them around to do whatever it is you want them to do.
They talk about Warren Moon, Randall Cunningham, Donovan McNabb, Steve McNair. Those guys, like you say, have paved the way for us today. And, those guys had pretty good careers. And, it's just great, being able to follow in their footsteps.
When you have a white receiver and they're successful, it's like they're labeled as a white receiver instead of just being a receiver. And in my opinion, if whatever position you play, if you're good, you're good.
Our little peewee football team from Scott Park, where four or five of us off of that little league football team went on to play in the NFL. One was even my teammate here in Minnesota, Terry LeCount, from that same neighborhood. Just tons of athletes. But here's where I'm going with that. We won the city championship in our division. And every city champion that was crowned, one of the perks or one of the top pieces of being the champion was to play in the Gator Bowl game. And that was the big thing for us as kids. But we won our division. And we weren't allowed to play in the Gator Bowl because of the color of our skin. Let's cut here, man.